This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Suddenly I'm flying Paris to Dallas, across the Atlantic and feeling calm, when suddenly
you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And that was a snippet of a song from the hit award musical Come From Away, which we saw on Friday night, didn't we, Robbie?
We did, Dean. And that was such a moment in the theatre when she said, "The thing that I love the most was used as a bomb." And there was just a silence over the
It was amazing. Audience. Now, the musical is actually set in Gander, which is a little island town off the coast of Canada, I think is correct. And it's the story of basically what happened 5 days after 9/11 in the town of Gander, when all of these planes had to be diverted away from America and arrive there. And it's a pastiche of the travellers from the aeroplanes and also the people from the town.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people, quite frankly. That's thousands and thousands of people and a lot of different stories that come together into this amazing musical that tells such a human story and an amazing story of a really pivotal part of our history.
Yeah, and it's crazy, and it's something that I never knew anything about. It's, you know, this the crazy implications of something like 9/11 and how it sort of has a ripple effect and affects so many different people. You know, 7,000 people ended up in this town of only that was originally like, only 6,000 people. You know, so how does this town then cope with that influx of people?
And it's an absolutely amazing musical, but what makes us really excited is because joining us here in the studio today, we haven't got some of the cast, we've got some of the actual people who are from Gander and whose stories helped make up one of the characters. So joining us here in the studio today is Brian Mosher and Janice Gowdy, who are two journalists whose experiences make up the one journalist character in the musical who's named Janice Mosher.
How do they think of it?
I know. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks so much.
It must be really exciting to be traveling around the world and sharing this part of your lives that's become a hit musical.
Yeah, if you had told us that a number of years ago, we would have kind of laughed and said, no, never. It's not going to be a part of our lives. But it certainly has come to that. And we are so excited to share the story of what happened in Gander during 9/11. You know, during a time when it was very sad for most of the world, we were showing kindness and everyone was just being there for everyone else.
It was a really wonderful thing to watch in the musical, and you do forget about that. I mean, I think everyone can remember where they were when they heard about 9/11 or saw what was happening on the news. And for you know, we often see a lot of musicals or plays that tell a part of history that aren't a part of our lives. So it's still something that's really raw for all of us and a real experience for all of us. But it's a whole different level for all of you. So your experiences were told and put together into an amazing musical. How did that come about?
I think we first found out about it. It was on the 10th anniversary. We met two young playwrights from Toronto, David Hine and Irene Sankoff.
We had them when they were in Australia last year. We had them here on the show. They were amazing.
And they were writing, and that still strikes me funny. They were writing a play about 9/11 in Gander, and I'm going, how? You know, how? And
we kept saying, good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Soup, sandwiches, and blankets. Yeah, wish you well. And little did we know. I mean, I had no idea. I mean, I actually interviewed them and said, do you think we'll ever get a chance to see this play you're writing? You know, like maybe my high school drama club could pick it up and run with it or something. Or, you know, never in our wildest dreams did we see this thing. This thing has gone viral. It's gone worldwide. Everybody wants to see it multiple times.
Well, the music in the musical is amazing. Like, it just captures you immediately with so many highs and lows. And it really tells the stories, the many, many stories, because it's not just a story of one person. The cast are playing multiple characters, often during one song. They're just constantly chopping and changing and telling so many different stories. And to actually have gathered all those stories must have been a huge thing for them to do. But let's just kind of shoot back. What was it like kind of for you guys when suddenly all these planes were arriving in Gander and this was all going on?
Well, for me, one of the reasons that my story is depicted in the musical is because it was my first week as a journalist in town.
So that was real.
That is real. Yeah, I just moved to town on Friday. I started work on Monday, and 9/11 happened on Tuesday. Wow. Yeah, so I had no idea who anybody was in town, where the Elks Club was, where people were staying, who I had to go and interview. Like, I just had no concept. So it was very, very overwhelming.
That's one hell of a learning curve.
Absolutely.
It is.
Yeah. Jump in feet first.
I thought my hardest thing that day would be when I, because I was a high school media teacher plus an on-air television person. I did two roles. One I got paid for. The other one was a volunteer thing. And I thought my hardest thing that day would be turning a school into a hotel. I didn't realize that I wouldn't see my bed till the following Saturday, and this was Tuesday. You know, because 12 live shows in 4 days.
Yeah, right.
And then back to school in the night.
Yeah. That's one of the crazy things that is talked about quite a lot, the response from the town and how little sleep anybody in the town actually had, because they just sort of hit the ground running and became caregivers. Was that what the experience was like? Like, how much sleep was being lost?
Oh, it was absolutely like that. Now, Brian, you slept less than I did.
I pushed the envelope. I just wanted to see how hard I could drive myself. I actually stayed awake so long my eyes went black. Literally, yeah. I looked like the aftermath of a bar fight.
And we've looked back on some of the footage from that time period. And at the beginning of the week, he looks fresh and he looks great on this footage. By the time Thursday and Friday rolls around, yeah, he's starting to wear.
The first show on Friday, I actually signed on live TV, looked at my watch to see what day it was.
Mm.
And you're looking at your watch and you're going, that looks so stupid. Yeah. But I didn't. I didn't know what day it was.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, it's huge when we're looking at the musical and you're thinking 5 days later, this was still going on. Yep. And because for all of us in populated areas, much more populated areas in towns and everything, it's a completely different experience. You were able to kind of pick up or put down. But, you know, you were in this town in Gander and all of these planes arrived and you had people from all around the world.
93 countries to be exact.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
We were 9,300 people. We took in people from 93 countries and there were over 6,700 of them that weren't there lunchtime, but they were there supper time.
So as you can imagine, the town doubled.
I mean, I actually can't imagine it. I think yeah. Even when I think about it, my brain just can't process it. So yeah, the town just doubled.
But now don't forget the 9,300 citizens of Gander includes everything from a baby born that morning to an incapacitated elderly person in the seniors' home. That's counting everybody.
So if
you narrow down the ones that really couldn't, you know, and it was still during a work week, so people still had to do their jobs and so on, quite an effort was pulled off.
What was it like when you saw the musical for the first time and saw this experience put together? Because we were absolutely blown away. We were saying just before we came on air, it's honestly the first time I've seen an entire theatre of people within 4 seconds all be on their feet at the end of the show.
It's an instant standing ovation.
Cheering and applauding.
Yeah.
It's such an amazing response to a wonderful show. But what was it like for you, since it's telling part of your story?
Well, I was fortunate enough to have seen it in Toronto. So it had been tested with a group of students at Sheridan College. And so I hadn't actually been in Toronto for a business at the time. And David and Irene knew I was there. They reached out and said, come and see this play. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess, you know, I'll go see it. I'm not really sure what it's about, but it seems they invited me. And I laughed and I cried and I just could not get over all the effort that they put into it and how there was no real hero in the play. So there's not one person who's the main character that you're following from start to finish. You know, you're enthralled. And as you were saying, people are changing their outfits right on stage. Yeah. And they're becoming somebody new. And you're just following the storyline without even realizing you're following it.
It's a real testament to the talent of the actors that they get into to play these parts.
Absolutely.
Too. Because just by putting on a jacket or changing a hat, they become these completely different characters. And I think, Dean, I counted a few times. I'm sure there's only 12 in the actual cast, but they must play hundreds of characters in total.
Yeah. It's usually, I think, three characters per person minimum.
I was about to say, I feel like some played much more than three characters.
Oh, absolutely. And the stage is so, I mean, there's not a whole lot to the actual stage.
No.
I mean, it's just...
The space in their physicality, whether you're trapped in an aeroplane waiting to get off or you know, in the local gym just trying to get
riding
some sleep.
Riding on the bus. There was some good bus moving.
I always thought that too. Yeah, yeah. It was kind of bumpy road there. Yeah, yeah. Brian, it was all in sync with each other.
Brian, what was it like for you the first time that you saw the musical?
It was surreal because it's so exact. like my lines that I spoke on TV, I hear them word for word as I spoke them with the pauses where I put them.
Wow.
And I've gone back in my head and I've done the delivery of some of the lines that were done by the television portion of that character, and I went, those are my words exactly.
Yeah, wow.
You know, they did a lot of research. And like, even the accents and the intonations on the words are totally precise. You know, the accuracy of this musical is staggering.
That's fantastic. That's so good to know, because so much of it you just go, wow, 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 that's crazy. And I don't want to give too much away, but which one of you got a phone call from Oprah?
That would be me, and she's still on my answering machine 18 years later.
I bet.
Yeah, no, she is. Actually, the phone portion of the answering machine doesn't work anymore, but the answering machine part still works.
Right.
Yeah, that was the Wednesday. The planes left on Saturday, Sunday, and I got a call that Wednesday from Hillary, Oprah's personal assistant, because right. she wanted the tapes. We yeah. had the only video footage at Rogers in Gander. The only video footage outside of CBC, who were doing a news story per day, but we have it all. We have tapes full, wow. now DVDs full of everything that happened, and she wanted it.
It must be amazing to be a part of such a huge story that's a part of history, but kind of to the left, or kind of just to the side of it, mm-hmm. and it actually tells a huge tale about the human spirit and yep. and all of us. In so many ways, to actually be a part of that must be amazing.
It is, and we've often said too, I mean, these are just our stories, but there are so many more stories that happened in that week of people who were on the ground, who had come from away and who were shown generosity and who were going through their own ordeals, you know, trying to find out where loved ones were, and yeah. and people within the communities that these people were housed. You know, it wasn't just Gander, it was the smaller outlying communities too, and these are just some of our stories. There are hundreds of stories. Hundreds,
yeah. What was it like at the 10-year anniversary to have everyone, or well, so many people come back to Gander, or it go from being is it a true representation from two reporters to suddenly all these other people coming back and reporting on the fact that this happened?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
What was that like? What was that like for you guys?
It was strange seeing everybody again. You know, I remember the community center that Saturday morning and just seeing everybody. You know, it was the first time I'd seen Kevin Turp since 2001. And Beverly Bass, I hadn't seen her since 2001. Nick and Diane, who then were married, I guess, 9 years? Yeah, they got married a year later.
Their story is just wonderful.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're so sweet and still so much in love.
They are totally in love. Like, yeah. It's heartwarming.
I love how much of it is real. I love how much of it is.
I mean, it all seems to be all of it.
Yeah,
it's an absolutely amazing musical. We saw it on Friday night, and it's in Melbourne right now. I honestly can't recommend it enough. Everyone should go and see Come From Away. If you haven't got your tickets yet, get them for the music alone, but the artistry, the stories. It's worth it. Every single cent. We can't recommend it enough, can we, Robbie?
No, absolutely not. I mean, even if you're into sort of aviation or anything like that, there's really fascinating elements of this story, which we haven't got nowhere near enough time today.
We could spend the entire show. The reality is that it's a really human face to a really awful time in our history, and we spend so much time focusing on what happened in New York and the tragedy there and the fear that it created for all of us, that to be able to see something that celebrates the human spirit but also shares that in such a all of those elements in such a wonderful way, it's well worth seeing. So get yourselves 100%. To comefromaway.com.au and grab your tickets right now. It's in Melbourne right now, but you're going to want to see it no matter what, wherever it's going in Australia. Janice, Brian, we want to thank you so much for coming and joining us today on the show.
Thanks Anytime. So much for having us.
We appreciate and the fact that you get to come to Australia to talk about the show with us. It's so wonderful to see the human side, the real side of these characters that we got to celebrate on stage. And we really appreciate you coming and joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Absolutely. And glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
We've got 7,000 scared and angry people who don't want to be here. And they're about to wake up.
In a crowded room filled with strangers sleeping, an airplane blanket and pillow on the floor, the sun comes streaming through the window and I can't sleep anymore.
Staring at these strangers waking up around me,
sitting in a crowd of people waiting for the phone,
and in a town that suddenly doubled population. I feel so alone. It's like any of us could have died on Tuesday, and like we're dared to see things differently today.
I'm feeling different, distant,
strange. Who are these people here?
Where am I?
No one knows me here.
Who am I if I don't feel like the me from yesterday?
You are Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and Dean, we're just a little buzzing because
we really are. Having Brian and Janice in the studio with us to kick off the show was such a delight.
So much fun. They were telling us all about the musical Come From Away, which is showing in Melbourne at the moment. Now, they were a couple of real life characters that the musical
there's
is based
one character
on.
In the show that's based off their experiences in the town of Gander 5 days after 9/11, which was absolutely amazing. And having them here, we could have just filled the whole show with them, couldn't we?
And you know what? The musical is about the hospitality and the beauty of the people that lived in this town. And if those two people are anything to go by, I can 100% see how that is so real.
It's so true, so true. Oh, just
can I just
it.
Tell you, we were just getting a photo outside with them, and Brian, who was the television reporter in the town at the time, was telling me that there's one story from the show, he said, that is 100% real, and he said it's when the, what's the name of the town? The Gander's Lions Club, was
yep,
it?
Yep.
Where he said at the 3:30 bulletin, he said on live on the news, can somebody bring some toilet paper down to the Lions Club? No, it was a school. Anyway, he was saying because
they needed toilet paper. They didn't have toilet paper.
Can anyone bring it down? And he said by the time 6:30 rolled around, someone handed him a piece of paper. And this is line for line from the musical. The piece of paper said, "For the love of God, stop bringing toilet paper to the Gander's Lions Club."
It Come From Away is an absolutely fantastic musical with comedy, with highs and lows. It really is a testament to the human spirit, and it's great to see a different side to what we normally remember from the tragedy of 9/11. So do head to comefromaway.com.au, grab yourselves a ticket and see it while it's still in Melbourne.
Yeah,
coming
can't
up
high enough.
We cannot wait. We're diving into more art because we're going to be talking about the Melbourne Festival, the Melbourne International Arts Festival, as the festival director Jonathan Holloway comes and joins us for a chit chat on Mad Wednesday.
When the sun is setting and it's darker than before, if you're open for a harbor, then you'll find an open door. In the river from the water, come whatever's in the way, to the ones who have come from away. We say, welcome to the rock.
Welcome to a special edition of Mad Wednesday Uncut, because apparently I cut off Robbie on air when he was telling his big story, and then we ran out of time to actually tell it on air, and we were trying to figure out how to squeeze it in, by then it had been an hour. So this is Mad Wednesday Uncut with Robbie and Dean.
This last part of the story was so important to bring to you that we're recording this extra special podcast edition of Mad Wednesdays. Dean, we were talking...
So it's all about the toilet paper, isn't it, Robbie?
Yes, all about the toilet paper. So this, you know, the news report went out at 3:30. Bring as much toilet paper as you can. We need toilet paper.
To the Lion Hall.
To the Lions Club. Then at 6:30 news, they had to say, no more toilet paper. For the love of God, no more toilet paper was the actual words that went to air.
Brian was telling you?
Brian was telling me off air that that there was actually a classroom down at the Lions Club that was entirely full of toilet paper. So wall to wall and floor to ceiling, full of toilet paper. And he said he just went to the retirement for the janitor who works there who had to carry all of that toilet paper four rolls at a time from the classroom to the maintenance shed.
Could you imagine? Because carrying toilet paper is really annoying. You've just got to like a cheesel.
There's no good way to do it, is
there? Like put them in your fingers and to the maintenance shed. But they all fitted in the shed apparently.
Yeah.
So a classroom full of toilet paper. I mean, it would have come in handy.
They would have been using it for years.
It absolutely would have come in handy during those 5 days. But yeah, that's how... We just had to finish that story. Sorry for cutting you off, Robbie.
Never do it again.
I promise nothing. You're on... Why am I saying that? It's a pre-record.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.